question was asked, what does it mean that when we have Vavtali Re'acha Kamocha, when we could love our fellow man like ourselves, that's when we can connect to the infinite, that's when we bring the Torah from its potential to its reality, that's how we bring the world forward, L'taken Olam B'Malchut Shaddai. We have a goal. We want to bring the world to a better place. So what does it mean when we're taught that Vavtali Re'acha Kamocha, which is one pasuk in Torah, so we're taught that's the overlying theme of Torah. How does that work? So Rashi explains that it breaks down into two. Rashi says, if this is how you're supposed to treat your fellow man, then certainly this is how you're supposed to treat Hashem, right? That Hashem gave you everything in your life. So then in doing that, Rashi really makes it the mitzvot between me and Hashem, the mitzvot between me and my fellow man. And Rashi encapsulates it, that they're both included, but really, it's really two concepts. One is derived, the idea of my obligation to Hashem. One is to my fellow man. But I want to focus on another element, another aspect of this concept, which I think will open many doors to understanding and working with the Torah. Let's take simple scenarios we deal with every day. Okay, we come down to the lunchroom and we want to take food. Everyone else is going to come and take food. Is there going to be enough for everyone? Why do I care? I'm supposed to care. But do I care? So we live, and in life, we face conflicts. Our conflicts are primarily a question of what I want and what other people want. Am I going to cut the line? Am I not going to cut the line? If there's one seat left on the bus, am I going to rush and sit there? Or am I going to wait and see if someone else needs it? But wait, I have to take care of myself. Right, that's legitimate. But then there comes up conflict. Now that conflict is constant. There's always that question of conflict between what I want and what my fellow man wants, between what I need and what my fellow man needs, between what I want and what the Ribono Shel Olam wants. Meaning, if we take the concept, it goes in both directions. The Ribono Shel Olam wants me to get up for Minyan in the morning, and I want to spend another half hour in bed. The Ribono Shel Olam wants me to read Shema and have Kavanah. And I don't feel like focusing right now. My mind is all over the place. I'm in the middle of other thoughts. I don't want to do that. The Ribono Shel Olam wants me to make a blessing and have Kavanah. And my mind isn't there. I want to eat. So there are a myriad of examples. We have it all the time in our life. This conflict between what I want and what the Torah wants. Sometimes it's the will of heaven. Sometimes it's the will of my fellow man. So I'm walking down the street and I'm very hungry and I see a restaurant and there's a fancy certificate there which I never heard of, but why shouldn't I trust it and eat in that restaurant? I want to eat. That's very center stage right now. I want to eat. I'm hungry. Ah, how good that certificate is, that's a good question. So I'm not sure. But right now I know very much what I want. That's very clear to me. I know. I'm hungry. I want to eat that shawarma. It's clear. It's clear as day. So I'll assume it's a good hechsher, but I don't know. So we face this challenge all the time, saying we face it in mitzvot between man and his fellow man, we face it in mitzvot between man and Hashem. And there are two ways a person can deal with this. The simple way is the way we deal with many conflicts in our life, and it's a pressured approach. Better do this. This is what's right. I'm going to do this. So men are very into competition, and success is about winning, right? You listen to Trump, it's all about winning, right? There are really two approaches. And I'm not coming out to be a big leftist liberal here, even though I think there's good in many camps. My point is that when the Torah says that the root of all Torah is Vavtali Re'acha Kamocha, the Torah is giving us another approach to succeed. Ben Adam L'Chaveron, Ben Adam L'Makom. I can look at the other guy and say, there's one piece of shawarma. You guys know the story? You know, the Yekis always eat with forks. The Hasidim always eat with their hands. I had a lot of Hasidish friends when I was in America, and I used to go to Shalom Zohar, and it went like this. At the beginning of the Shalom Zohar, they were still serving out of the pot onto plates. By the end, when it was just a select few, of like 7 or 10 or 15, we'd sit together, and it was one pot, and everyone was eating together from the pot, right? So that's, in Hasidic circles, that's normal, right? I was the not normal one who was their friend, but not eating from the same pot with everyone else. Okay, the main Shalom pot came to the table, and everyone sat there eating, right? So So there's a story about Yekesh Shul. There was a Kiddush. There was one piece of fish left on the table, and everyone's politely walking and looking at that piece of fish. There were 9 Yekis and 1 Chassid, and suddenly there's a blackout for a split second. The lights go out, and you hear a clanging of silverware. And you're Gewalt! You're one Gewalt. And then the lights turn back on, and you see the chassid's hands and 9 forks in it, right? The truth is that I can look at that piece of fish and say, it's me or them. And then I could say, no, Torah told me I'm supposed to be a nice guy. I'm going to take control of myself. I'm not going to take that fish. I'm going to leave it for them, and we can battle. And then we can walk away. I didn't touch that fish and feel a sense of satisfaction. I won. However, the Torah gave us a different approach. The Torah said, "V'avtali re'acha kamocha." Love him as yourself. I can battle my desire, or I can grow the desire that it would be good for him. "V'avtali re'acha kamocha" is an attitude of let's build things through love. Let's develop within me my desire that should be good for him. It's not about me conquering myself. I shouldn't have, so he will have. It's about I want him to have. It's important for me that he has. V'avtali re'acha kamocha is an approach, and that's where when Hillel teaches that to the ger, and then it's an approach towards Hashem, and it's an approach to the other man. It's an approach which takes Torah and says, do it from the positive. Do it because you love him. Don't just do it because you're going to conquer yourself and say, I'm not going to take it. I want him to have it. I don't want him to have it, but I'm going to conquer myself and not take it for myself. Says the Torah, no. Develop your desire. He should have it. V'avtali re'acha. Try to love him like yourself. The Torah doesn't just say, conquer yourself. Hold yourself back and don't take that piece of fish. And the same is true ben adam namakom. And as we develop that feeling, when a person approaches Torah with a desire, I want a better world. I have friends who sometimes come to me very distraught by all kinds of terrible things that happen in the world. And they say, how do you deal with that? And I always tell them it gives me so much chizuk. Because when I see how bad people can be when they don't have Torah, it always reminds me how much of a gift the Torah is. It grows my appreciation. Baruch Hashem, I have Torah. Because I'll be very honest with you, if I didn't have Torah, I don't know what type of person I'd be. Or I should say more accurately, I'm scared of what type of person I would have been. There's tremendous potential to be in both directions. Every person has that potential. No person is only one-sided. We can all be very, very evil or very, very, very good.
The point is how you define or how do you know what is the real meaning of every word? For example, how do you define infinite or finite? Because infinite in normal words, in the normal world is something like you never will be able to obtain because it's infinite. But when in the spiritual world you find this word and say that if you have love you can take the infinite things. What does it mean? What meaning I can put in this word? It's the meaning of the real world or the meaning that the spiritual world give to this world.
I think it's both. I think that when a person does something that's really good, so then he connects to the infinite, not only on the spiritual level. There's a ripple effect that just doesn't end. And if you think about it in Tanakh, look at Rachel Imenu, look at every one of the patriarchs and matriarchs, and you see the Avot and the Imahot, their kindness and their good and their love and their making the right decisions, and every time people make the right decision, they have long-term positive impact. And I think it is infinite. We don't understand it, right? So Chazal told us that when you connect through love, when you make the right move for the right reason, so you should know you're connecting to the infinite, not just the Ribono Shel Olam, the infinite, even on this world. There's an infinite ripple effect that begins.
Okay. Thank you.
Tom.